Clerk, please call item 3.
Item number 3 from the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting approval of the updated administrative plan for the Housing Choice Voucher Program.
Supervisor Mayo.
Madam Chair, I thank the department for giving us opportunity to go over this long packet, but we haven't went through it. And I would like to lay this over for the next cycle, and I would like to get a copy of all the changes, exactly what you changed and the different things in there.
Thank you. And I did talk with the department this morning. Supervisor Mayo was kind enough to share the request for layover. This is a very large packet of material. I don't know if anyone else has had an opportunity to actually read the whole thing. What I'd like to do before considering Supervisor Mayo's layover request is to at least give the department an opportunity to introduce themselves, to make sure the committee knows who we'd be talking to in terms of a layover, and an opportunity to get all the information you need to review this lengthy material. Director Colon, if you please introduce your staff with regard to the housing program.
Sure. Jim Matthey is our division administrator for our housing division. And I'll speak just very briefly, and Jim can chime in, as well as Dina, who oversees our Section 8. But basically, we're requesting the approval to update our administrative plan, which hasn't been updated since 1999. This update is needed to establish policies to carry out the program for HUD. Mm-hmm. The policies offer clarification for staff, tenants, and landlords, and it encourages consistency in decision-making so that tenants are treated fairly and consistently, landlords are treated fairly and consistently, staff have the program guidelines to move forward in a consistent manner. That's why this is so important. Right now, that does not exist. It streamlines our process and will allow more people to be served in the program. On April 30th, we had a meeting. This has never been done before, where we met with staff, tenants, and landlords, where we learned together about the new policies and procedures just to make sure that we'd be on the same page. As mentioned, we could provide copies to all of the committee members regarding the policy and procedures, but they really outline the rules that are set forth by HUD. It gives our staff and all the people we serve, tenants and landlords, those guidelines as really are set forth by HUD. So we're not creating anything that's not per the direction and guidelines and regs of HUD.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, for those of you that have followed the Section 8 program for a while, one of the frustrations...
Lou, people among us, would you define what you mean when you say Section 8?
The Section 8 rental assistance program. So that we serve about 1,750 individuals in Milwaukee County that we basically subsidize the majority of the rent, 30% of a tenant's rent they would pay on their own, and the county covers the rest through this HUD program. So one of the frustrations, I think, for everybody is we have a very lengthy waiting list in Milwaukee County, several thousand individuals long, and one of, I think, the best part about this plan is I think we will finally start getting to names on that waiting list. This will dramatically increase our efficiency, change our payment standards, and really put some policies in place to finally get at those names on the waiting list, and I don't think we've called anybody off that list in several years, so that's one of the exciting changes we're looking at. Sure, I'd like to introduce Dina Hunt, who runs our Section 8 program. I would like to publicly say that as those of you who have seen this document, it was an incredible amount of work, lots of additional hours and overtime, and Ms. Hunt is making so many reforms to this program in a short period of time, and I just wanted to publicly recognize her for that.
So the committee members have seen the individuals you want to talk to. I would like Mr. Grady for just a moment to, if I could, we're talking about federal code and administrative rules, and Director Colon is presenting to us that he is attempting to get a manual in place that defines the policies. Is there any input from Corp Counsel on whether you've reviewed these to see if they in fact have stayed within the policy guidelines of HUD? Are you prepared to make that statement? Otherwise, we could perhaps get you to look at that and address us next month when this.
Mm-hmm. Chairman, or Chairwoman, excuse me, our office has not worked with the department on this policy manual, so I can't comment on it today. If you want us to, obviously we can, but we have not.
Well, here's my concern. Director Cohn is telling us, and this is a very extensive manual. I do have a written one in my office, and if any of the committee members want a written one, they're offering to give you one. But this is very technical, highly developed area. I give Director Cologne a lot of credit. Apparently this wasn't in place when he came in. He is trying to get this in order. We're trying to get the policy established. He's now bringing a policy manual to this committee for us to approve it. And it's an area that, unless you've really worked in, is going to probably be beyond even the capabilities of committee members who make an attempt to read every single word in that manual to say whether it's consistent with HUD law. So that's where I'm going with this. I'd like some professional guidance. If it's not court counsel's office, where do we go to get that?
Sure. Madam Chair, Supervisors, I do want to bring up that we did bring in a national consultant. A lot of this work is a national template that HUD has. Nan McKay was brought in. They're pretty much the national expert on these plans. So they drew up a lot of these policies specific for Milwaukee County.
All right. So, Director Gray, Attorney Gray, if you could somehow review this on behalf of Corp Counsel and at least confirm for us that this national consultant has done the job consistent with the code and policies of the federal government. So, Supervisor Mayo, you have a question? Everyone's up here right now, so.
No, I thought you were going to respond.
I think he just said he would get back to us next month.
Okay. Madam Chairman, we'll do whatever the pleasure of the committee. If you're going to refer it to our office, we'll do that, whatever you're asking.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. Two things. You made a comment. Policy for Milwaukee County, and that's just why I want to make sure that please give me a copy, because we are the policy makers, and we make sure that we understand what's going on. Can you tell me how long both of you have been with Milwaukee County, in particular in the Section 8 program?
Sure. Madam Chair, Supervisor, I've been with Milwaukee County about 7 years and was previously a special needs housing manager.
Okay. And I've been with Milwaukee County for 6 months.
Okay. And what's your background?
I have a background as a real estate attorney.
Okay. Thank you.
And Mr. Manthe, you were previously under the tutelage of Tim Russell. Was that your department head last time?
Leonard Jackson, and then previously Tim Russell prior to that.
So that gives us a little background on that. Supervisor Webb.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm glad we're laying it over because it is a huge issue, and Sewer PAC is in the process of developing a regional housing study that hasn't been, I think the last time they did it was 1978. And I'm on that committee, and I'll tell you, I've been surprised at everyone thinks that the housing discrimination takes place outside of Milwaukee County. The recent issues of, like, New Berlin, where they had to be sued, things like that. But actually, when you really look at it, we have some severe problems within our own borders of Milwaukee County, and this housing plan is really important that we get it right. In fact, we have some communities in Milwaukee County that have actually, it's harder to get affordable housing within Milwaukee County than it is in Waukesha and other parts of Racine County and things like that. So I've always said that before we can complain about other people, we have to make sure that our own stuff is in order. And I hope this is a step in the right direction to do that, because there are some very glaring rough spots in our own housing plan here in Milwaukee County. So before we complain about Waukesha or anywhere else, we need to get our own house in order.
Thank you, and I appreciate your pointing out that Sewer PAC is also part of the responding. Is there a committee consensus on the layover? Any objections to that? And then for the clerk, we are requesting that Corp Counsel also review the manual and point out for this committee where policy determination needs to be made if there's something being assumed by the department that they want us to address from a policy consideration. That's what I'm asking for council to look at. So we will lay this over and pick it up in June. The committee's been well apprised of the fact that you need to do some homework, and these are the individuals you want to talk to. If you have some concerns, sit down and talk with, because it is a fairly lengthy report. Thank you, everyone. There's nothing
thank
further
you.
Going on to item eight, four. I'm sorry, item four. Madam Clerk, please call item four.
Madam Chairman, you sent without objections, right?
Without objection. There, it's consensus. Yes. Unanimous.
You don't need a layover without objection.
A layover without objection. Just 7-0.